This episode is brought to you by Webb's Bible Name Pronunciation Guide. Have you ever wondered how to pronounce all those long, difficult names, especially the ones in the Old Testament? Do you stumble on those when you come to them in your Bible study times, or worse yet, when you're reading in front of a group? Well, some time ago, I was commissioned to record the entire Douay-Rheims Bible, which predates even the King James Version, and I wanted to get the pronunciation of all those names as correct as possible, so I began doing the research. I wanted to create a pronunciation guide for my own personal use during the recording of that task. Along the way, I decided to create a guide that would be useful for every major English translation of the Bible. It took over 2 years, and with God's help, I believe that with over 7,600 entries, I have created the most complete Bible names pronunciation guide that has ever been done. It can be used with any major English language translation. It's useful for students, laymen, teachers, and even pastors. The pronunciation method that I've used is easy to follow and at the same time as accurate as I believe it can be for American English speaking people. Please check it out at easybiblenamesguide.com. The price is affordable at only $9.95, and it's a PDF download, which means it can be yours just moments from now. Over 2 years' work at just $9.95 from easybiblenamesguide.com. If you're not completely thrilled with it for any reason, your investment will be cheerfully refunded at any time. That's easybiblenamesguide.com. Hi, this is the LifeSpring Family Bible. It's episode number 256. I'm Steve Webb, and today we'll be reading Proverbs chapters 23 through 25. Let's begin. Proverbs 23. When you sit down to eat with a ruler, consider carefully what is before you, and put a knife to your throat if you possess a large appetite. Do not crave that ruler's delicacy, for that food is deceptive. Do not wear yourself out to become rich. Be wise enough to restrain yourself. When you gaze upon riches, they are gone, for they surely make wings for themselves and fly off into the sky like an eagle. Do not eat the food of a stingy person. Do not crave his delicacies, for he is like someone calculating the cost in his mind. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. You will vomit up the little bit you have eaten, and you will have wasted your pleasant words. Do not speak in the ears of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of your words. Do not move an ancient boundary stone or take over the fields of the fatherless, for their protector is strong. He will plead their case against you. Apply your heart to instruction and your ears to the words of knowledge. Do not withhold discipline from a child. Even if you strike him with a rod, he will not die. If you strike him with the rod, you will deliver him from death. My child, if your heart is wise, then my heart also will be glad. My soul will rejoice when your lips speak what is right. Do not let your heart envy sinners, but rather be zealous in fearing the Lord all the time. For surely there is a future, and your hope will not be cut off. Listen, my child, and be wise, and guide your heart on the right way. Do not spend time among drunkards, among those who eat too much meat, because drunkards and gluttons become impoverished, and drowsiness clothes them with rags. Listen to your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Acquire truth and do not sell it, wisdom and discipline and understanding. The father of a righteous person will rejoice greatly. Whoever fathers a wise child will have joy in him. May your father and your mother have joy. May she who bore you rejoice. Give me your heart, my son, and let your eyes observe my ways. For a prostitute is like a deep pit. A harlot is like a narrow well. Indeed, she lies in wait like a robber and increases the unfaithful among men. Who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who has contentions? Who has complaints? Who has wounds without cause? Who has dullness of the eyes? Those who linger over wine, those who go looking for mixed wine. Do not look on the wine when it is red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it goes down smoothly. Afterward, it bites like a snake and stings like a viper. Your eyes will see strange things, and your mind will speak perverse things, and you will be like one who lies down in the midst of the sea, and like one who lies down on top of the rigging. You will say, "They have struck me, but I am not harmed. They beat me, but I did not know it. When will I awake? I will look for another drink." Proverbs chapter 24. Do not envy evil people. do not desire to be with them, for their hearts contemplate violence and their lips speak harm. By wisdom a house is built, and through understanding it is established. By knowledge its rooms are filled with all kinds of precious and pleasing treasures. A wise warrior is strong, and a man of knowledge makes his strength stronger. For with guidance you wage your war, and with numerous advisers there is victory. Wisdom is unattainable for a fool. In court he does not open his mouth. The one who plans to do evil will be called a scheming person. A foolish scheme is sin, and the scorner is an abomination to people. If you faint in the day of trouble, your strength is small. Deliver those being taken away to death, and hold back those slipping to the slaughter. If you say, "But we did not know about this," does not the one who evaluates hearts consider? Does not the one who guards your life know? Will he not repay each person according to his deeds? Eat honey, my child, for it is good, and honey from the honeycomb is sweet to your taste. Likewise, know that wisdom is sweet to your soul. If you find it, you will have a future, and your hope will not be cut off. Do not lie in wait like the wicked against the place where the righteous live. Do not assault his home. Although a righteous person may fall 7 times, he gets up again, but the wicked will be brought down by calamity. Do not rejoice when your enemy falls, and when he stumbles, do not let your heart rejoice, lest the Lord see it and be displeased and turn his wrath away from him. Do not fret because of evil people or be envious of wicked people, for the evil person has no future, and the lamp of the wicked will be extinguished. Fear the Lord, my child, as well as the king, and do not associate with rebels, for suddenly their destruction will overtake them, and who knows the ruinous judgment both the Lord and the king can bring. These sayings also are from the wise. To show partiality in judgment is terrible. The one who says to the guilty, "You are innocent," peoples will curse him and nations will denounce him. But there will be delight for those who convict the guilty, and a pleasing blessing will come on them. Like a kiss on the lips is the one who gives an honest answer. Establish your work outside and get your fields ready. Afterward, build your house. Do not be a witness against your neighbor without cause, and do not deceive with your words. Do not say, "I will do to him just as he has done to me. I will pay him back according to what he has done." I passed by the field of a sluggard, by the vineyard of one who lacks wisdom. I saw that thorns had grown up all over it. The ground was covered with weeds, and its stone wall was broken down. When I saw this, I gave careful consideration to it. I received instruction from what I saw. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to relax, and your poverty will come like a bandit, and your need like an armed robber. Proverbs chapter 25. These also are the Proverbs of Solomon, which the men of King Hezekiah of Judah copied. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter, and it is the glory of a king to search out a matter. As the heaven is high and the earth is deep, so the hearts of kings are unsearchable. Remove the dross from the silver, and material for the silversmith will emerge. Remove the wicked from before the king, and his throne will be established in righteousness. Do not honor yourself before the king, and do not stand in the place of great men, for it is better for him to say to you, "Come up here," than to put you lower before a prince whom your eyes have not seen. Do not go out hastily to litigation, or what will you do afterward when your neighbor puts you to shame? When you argue a case with your neighbor, do not reveal the secret of another person, lest the one who hears it put you to shame and your infamy will never go away. Like apples of gold in settings of silver, so is a word skillfully spoken. Like an earring of gold and an ornament of fine gold, so is a wise reprover to the ear of one who listens. Like the cold of snow in the time of harvest, so is the faithful messenger to those who send him, for he refreshes the heart of his masters. Like cloudy skies and wind that produce no rain, so is the one who boasts of a gift not given. Through patience a ruler can be persuaded, and a soft tongue can break a bone. When you find honey, eat only what is sufficient for you, lest you become stuffed with it and vomit it up. Don't set foot too frequently in your neighbor's house, lest he become weary of you and hate you. Like a club or a sword or a sharp arrow, so is the one who testifies against his neighbor as a false witness. Like a bad tooth or a foot out of joint, so is confidence in an unfaithful person at the time of trouble. Like one who takes off a garment on a cold day, or like vinegar poured on soda, so is one who sings songs to a heavy heart. If your enemy is hungry, give him food to eat, and if he is thirsty, give him water to drink, for you will heap coals of fire on his head, and the Lord will reward you. The north wind brings forth rain, and a gossiping tongue brings forth an angry look. It is better to live on a corner of the housetop than in a house in company with a quarrelsome wife. Like cold water to a weary person, so is good news from a distant land. Like a muddied spring and a polluted well, so is a righteous person who gives way before the wicked. It is not good to eat too much honey, nor is it honorable for people to seek their own glory. Like a city that is broken down and without a wall, so is a person who cannot control his temper. Solomon was sounding a little bit like Jesus there, wasn't he? If your enemy is hungry, give him food to eat, and if he is thirsty, give him water to drink. You may have thought teaching like that was only in the New Testament. Well, surprise, it's here as well. Thanks so much for being with me today. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. May God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.
Your business, my voice. SteveWebbVoiceovers.com.